Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Christina Previtt on the line, and she's CEO and co-owner over at NJ Divorce Solutions, and she's also a host at Wake Up Call. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, so I'm excited to get into your brand today. So the whole the Wake Up Call line of shows that you have, I mean, Facebook, podcast, I mean, it's hard to keep up with you. But before we get into all of that, I do want to go further into what you're doing over at NJ Divorce Solutions. So tell us a little bit more about your firm, please.
So NJ Divorce Solutions is located in Edison, New Jersey. It's a law firm that focuses exclusively on divorce and family law. We provide traditional litigation services, and we also provide mediation and consulting services. And I would say our brand is that we're really trying to remove the stigma from divorce. A lot of people look at divorce as a failure, as a sad ending, and it really doesn't have to be that way. I think everything in life has to do with how you look at it and how you perceive it, and we're trying to brand divorce not as an ending but as a new beginning for you to live your best life.
That's awesome. And what are typically the types of clients you like working with? I mean, give us a little bit more of that feel so if people are listening and they want to learn more about it, the right type of client are following up with you.
Well, the type of client that we like to have is someone that, as I said, is looking at this as a new beginning. Mm-hmm. They're ready to make some big changes in their lives, and they really just need some help. So if you are looking for a scorched earth, high conflict divorce, there are plenty of attorneys that will help you with that, but that's really not what we want to do. We really see our role as helping a family that's in crisis and helping them move past whatever challenges they're having so that they can move on with their lives and start a new chapter, and we help them do that.
That's awesome. I want to switch it up a bit. I do want to get into what you're doing over at Wake Up Call. So tell us a little bit more about these shows.
Thank you. Yeah, so Wake Up Call sort of sprung from what I've been doing with my divorce practice for the past 16 years. Like I said, I really see a divorce as a new chapter in someone's life, a way to improve your life. And I've become very interested in talking to people, hearing their stories. Everyone has a story. I firmly believe that. And I really wanted to talk to people sort of outside the divorce forum. So I started a podcast. It's called Wake Up Call. And I just started it really as a passion project, interviewing people, a lot of business people, just about their philosophies about business and life, and ordinary people that have had some extraordinary experiences. And it's kind of evolving at this point. So now it's actually become a daily show on Facebook, which I stream live, and it's called Wake Up Call Live. And I'm still doing the same thing, just interviewing interesting people about their philosophies about business and life. And I learned something from them, and I hope that my viewers also learn something from their experiences.
All right, so I have to ask you this question. I know it's so hard to ask a creator to choose between all their babies, but give us a story and or, just a really interesting episode. It could be on the podcast. It could be on the live. Just something that sticks out in your mind as an example, something that you thought was just really impactful and that, you know, is a good sample of what viewers and listeners can expect from tuning in.
Well, I recently interviewed Bill Anthes. He is a Green Beret, and he started a mindset coaching business. And I had an epic two-hour interview with him just about his philosophies about life, what he learned being in the military. And he actually does not consider the most interesting part of himself to be his experience in the military. It's really everything that he learned about himself over his lifespan. And he just talks a lot about what he does now to coach people to have not a positive mindset, but to just know more about themselves. So that was one, but there's been so many. It is really hard to pick. I want
another one. No, I want another one. That was good. I have chills over here. Goosebumps, whatever you call them. I'm like, ooh, I can't. That's a 2-hour. That's meat. That's content.
Yeah.
Give me another one. I want another one. I feel like you got more up your sleeve.
Well, if I could give you two examples, because it really is so hard to pick. I also recently had Arjun Robbins, who is the founder of a consulting group called How to Manage a Small Law Firm. And he is very eccentric. That was also a 2-hour interview. And he actually had an experience in his life where he was flat broke. I mean, he literally filed for bankruptcy. He had nothing. And he overcame that. And he built a consulting business that is now a 7-figure business. So I love stories like that. And then the other one that was more of a personal nature, not really a business nature, is an attorney that I know who lived in, she lives in Guatemala, and she was kidnapped at the age of 10 for 13 days and held for ransom.
Wow.
It's just unheard of because most people in that situation, they don't live through it. So it was strange that she actually survived, and it's affected her life in really profound ways. And she spoke very candidly about that experience.
Oh my gosh. So you're going through all kinds of different content. This is a lot. I love it. It's interesting stuff. So that being said, Christina, if somebody is listening to this right now and they want more information on NJ, a two-part question. Number one, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on NJ Divorce Solutions to connect and learn more about what you're doing at the firm, how do they connect with you? And second part of the question is, if somebody wants to start following these amazing shows that you're producing, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yes, thank you so much. So the law firm, you can find us at our website, centraljerseyfamilylaw.com, and you can just Google NJ Divorce Solutions and find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And you can also listen to my podcast, Wake Up Call, anywhere you listen to podcasts, and you can catch the live daily show every weekday at noon, 12 o'clock p.m. noon Eastern Standard Time at Facebook, Wake Up Call, the podcast. So if you just look up Wake Up Call, the podcast, you'll find me on Facebook and Instagram. And I would love for you to come join my live feed, and you can post questions in real time and, you know, join the conversation.
That's awesome. Well, Christina, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background, all the great things that you're doing, and also the great shows that you're hosting. So great job there, and look forward to hearing more out of you. And to the audience, as always, thanks for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're listening to this or watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. I mean, love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Christina, thanks again for coming on the show.